Welcome to Your Career Podcast, the podcast that helps to ensure your career success. To start getting on track with your career, download my free career goals calendar from thecareersacademy.online. My goals calendar includes a SMART goals template and a weekly tasks sheet that will ensure step by step you get closer to reaching your career goals. So download my goals calendar today at thecareersacademy.online. Now on with the show.
Welcome to episode 199 of Your Career Podcast with Jane Jackson and Joseph Okoni. Now, you all know how much I love LinkedIn and what a great platform it is for networking for your professional career or for developing your business. And it is such an amazing place to find fascinating people. Now, when I read about Joseph Okoni and the new feature on LinkedIn, the voice pronunciation feature, I thought I'd reach out to him for a chat. And he's such a lovely man. Let me tell you a little bit about him. Joseph Okoni is a product manager at LinkedIn, where he works on the identity profile team and creates products to help members showcase their best personal and professional selves in order to connect them to the best economic opportunity available. Joseph's passionate about the intersection of product and culture, and he takes pride in creating global products that resonate with local cultures and communities. One of his focuses at LinkedIn has been on developing solutions to improve the profile experience for LinkedIn's non-United States-based users, and they represent over 450 million members. Joseph has extensive experience in the technology sector, having worked as a product manager at Lyft and Nvidia, and across business development and marketing roles at Intel. He has a bachelor's and master's degree in computer engineering from the University of Florida and the Georgia Institute of Technology, respectively, and has recently received his MBA from the University of California, Berkeley, Haas School of Business. An exciting new initiative that Joseph is working on is that he has founded the P0PM.com, the premier website for tips and tools to ensure a successful start to anyone's product management career. So let's find out about Joseph's fascinating career journey so far and the fascinating feature for LinkedIn, the voice pronunciation feature. Let's welcome Joseph Okoni to the show. Hi, Joseph.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well, and I appreciate very much that you are speaking to me at 1 a.m. in the U.S., and it's about 6 o'clock in Sydney, so across the airwaves, global connection. I'm just so honoured that you're on Your Career Podcast. So to kick us off, Joseph, because this is all about careers and career transition, can you tell us a little bit about what your early career aspirations were when you were a little boy?
All right. So when I was little, I love football, American football, that is, or sports in general, but more specifically American football. And I wanted to be a football player. So when I was in elementary and middle school, I really wanted to play football. And I thought I was going to be professional. Got to high school, realized, you know, hey, probably not going to work out. But I already had like a love for technology. So I was already into just computers. And I remember building my first computer with my dad, and it just kind of got me interested in technology. So I also love video games. So I was like, oh, well, the second best thing to being a football player is to, you know, make games about playing football, right? So I figured, hey, why not be a video game maker? So I went to school and actually majored in digital arts and sciences at the University of Florida. And then I realized that making video games wasn't as fun as just playing the video games. So I decided to like make my engineering major a little broader. So just expanded into computer engineering, and I was more hardware involved and still software, but a little mix of hardware and software. So yeah, that was kind of like my path into school. I can go into more after that if you'd like to, but that's kind of what I wanted to do and what I ended up doing.
Well, but the thing is that from football, which is every little boy's dream, right, and some little girls' dreams as well, to video games, which, of course, it's fun. And you're absolutely right. Sometimes what you find great fun is fun when you're playing, but not the job, right?
Yeah.
Computer engineering it was such a good choice because you can see the way the world of work is changing now. Exactly. And all of those STEM roles, you know, science, technology, engineering, maths, they're so in demand. And I think that they'll be even more in demand in the future as well. And so once you graduated with your bachelor's, and of course you've got your MBA as well, but so how did things begin? You graduated, and then what did you do?
So when I was still in school, some undergrad, I knew that I liked engineering, and I loved engineering, I liked coding, but I knew I didn't want to do it full-time, you know, for the rest of my life. So I quickly realized that, and I thought, okay, how can I not code but still be involved in technology and in the industry? So I started looking for roles where I could leverage my engineering background, but more in a business study. And you know, back when I was an undergrad, there were a ton of roles like technical marketing, product marketing, that companies would hire engineers, you know, people with engineering backgrounds to fulfill these roles. So my first job, a full-time job out of school was working at Intel as part of their sales and marketing rotation program, where they did hire engineers, I'm not sure how it is now, but they hired engineers to fulfill more sales, marketing, biz dev roles. So that's what happened right after school.
It's important to have people who are in business development and sales to understand the product and be able to talk. So often when you have a sales professional, it could be that they're really good at sales, but they don't understand the tech side. And then they bring in the tech guy in order to explain something to the client, right? But with you, they got all in one, two in one, right? So that was good. And so how did you enjoy being in business development rather than in, you know, the coding and engineering side of things?
So I liked it. And I liked the idea that I was working on, at Intel, working with Google on their Google X. Mm-hmm. They call them moonshot projects. So I had a chance to work, you know, with the autonomous car team for 2 years to help them launch one of their iterations of their autonomous vehicle, because Intel chipsets were in the vehicle. And had a chance to work on a lot of cool things like that, global marketing campaigns for different, we call them value-added resellers. So people would buy Intel products to create branded products that they then sell to other customers. So I learned a lot about just that sales and marketing aspect and how people, what people's decisions are when they make, or when they decide to purchase your product. But I also learned the other side, when you don't have what they need, when your product doesn't actually meet the specifications, how, you know, you don't sell product and you don't get to that fulfillment of actually having someone purchase your product. So in that business development role, I realized that now I was selling, marketing certain products that, you know, my accounts didn't want. And they'd say, hey, you know, we love your product, but it's missing XYZ. And then I do market research and I see, oh, this is actually a pretty common part of this, of a, you know, a mobile chip. Why wasn't that, you know, developed as part of this solution? Wow. So then I started to see, how can I get closer to the engineering? Because then, you know, I kind of went away from it with sales and marketing. And then I said, okay, well, for me to really feel fulfilled and have an impact, bigger impact, how can I develop or have more say into what actually gets developed? So that when somebody's selling it, that they don't have that same pain that I had in thinking, you know, why would you not think of, you know, developing this and putting this in the product, right? So that role made me want to go into product management. So I found out about product management after I had that epiphany of, okay, how can I have more say into what gets developed? And I decided to go for the product manager role through the MBA route. Once I got my MBA, I had a few internship experiences, one with Lyft, NVIDIA, and then ultimately full-time as a product manager.
That's I mean, fantastic to actually take the time from your career to leave and go back to study and hone your skills even more, because it sounds like you're someone who is very creative and innovative, and you see, oh, okay, this is something that people are using, but it could be so much better. Yes.
Yeah.
And then you come up with that new improved version, which I think is so needed these days, because I think employers are looking for people who come up with new ideas, something new, something different, something better. And that, over time, has led you closer and closer to LinkedIn, where you're product manager at LinkedIn. And I found you, Joseph, because you're the man when it comes to that new, amazing voice pronunciation feature. And when that was rolled out to Australia, I was so excited because I thought, oh, Australia's got it, because usually we're one of the last to get anything. So quite early, which was very exciting. And I think I happened to see your posts in my feed about it, and then I started having a look and went, oh goodness, Joseph Acconi, he's the one who invented this amazing thing. And then when I actually got it after not too long and started using it, I realized it really is, it fulfills a great need.
Sure.
How did you come up with the idea?
So for this in particular, we've wanted to do it for a while. So we've gotten customer feedback on name pronunciations, and even within the company, within our team, you know, you meet somebody and you're like, I haven't got to pronounce your name. So this has been on the backlog for some time, and we decided to, you know, go ahead and release it start working on it a few quarters ago and finally release it this past quarter. So it's been something that I've been wanting to do. And we just finally decided to go ahead and do it. And my manager gave me the great opportunity to lead that from jump and actually develop it and work with engineers and designers, come up with a way how this would look, plan for the future and roadmaps of it for it. And so that's kind of how we came up with it and how we ended up finally releasing it.
Yeah. How lucky is LinkedIn to have you to come up with these things? Now, working at LinkedIn would be a dream job for just about anybody. So did you target LinkedIn, or did a role happen to come up, or how did you transition into LinkedIn? Tell us that story.
Yeah, so when I was at Berkeley and looking for product management roles, I actually went on LinkedIn and searched product management, you know, jobs. And the LinkedIn product management job popped up. So when I saw that, I said, okay, how can I, work here and have this opportunity? Because I use the platform so much throughout my MBA program, being able to find individuals with a specific skill set that I'm looking for, specific knowledge I'm looking for. And I was able to do that and just using it to network throughout my MBA journey. So I had a connection to the platform, I had a friend who worked there. So I had a chance to send him a link, say, hey, I'm really interested in working there. He referred me. And then I went through a very intense interviews, many interviews to ultimately get the job. So it's that was kind of my journey there.
Oh, congratulations. So is it quite an arduous interview process that you went through?
Yes, it is. It's a lot of interviews. They want to, test and make sure that you understand what the product role entails, that you would succeed in it, that you're able to, break down a problem, understand if a problem actually exists. Once you understand that problem, creating a solution, understanding how to measure it, understanding how to overcome roadblocks, data analysis, understanding the customer funnel, how to find a problem, how to attack a problem. So it's the product management interview process in general, regardless of the company, is fairly intense. But I made it and I'm here right now.
Congratulations. It would have been so competitive, I'm sure. And once you joined, hitting the ground running so quickly by creating this new feature, which generated massive buzz. And I happened to see that you were featured in the Wall Street Journal, and then all your posts about it have just gone absolutely nuts. and so many people are using it. You know what I love about it so much is that you give us 10 seconds of time. And my name is so short, Jane Jackson, which takes 1 second to say. I thought, I've got another 9 seconds. What can I do with these 9 seconds? And so I added a little bit of a spiel about myself as well, which I thought, oh, this is so clever. And looking at other people who are using it, some are using it purely for their voice pronunciation, which is so important, isn't it? Because, you know, working in this global economy, everyone's got names that might Jane Jackson might be perfectly easy to pronounce for me, but for someone else who's not used to it, it could be quite difficult.
Exactly. And
I've had lots of different permutations of Joseph Acuni or Joseph Acuni, or having that, I think it's really so helpful, and especially for networking, because there's nothing worse than, you know, shaking someone's hand and saying their name incorrectly.
Incorrectly, exactly.
Let's have a listen to how people are using this fantastic voice feature. I'm sharing little clips from Joseph Acuni's voice pronunciation, Murray Ryan's voice pronunciation, my own, because I decided to use all of the 10 seconds, and also my partner in crime for the LinkedIn to Jack and Jill podcast, Gillian Bullock's one. These are quite fun. Have a listen.
Joseph Acuni.
Murray Ryan.
I'm Jane Jackson, and I'll help you to navigate to your career crossroads. First, get clear on what you really want, then set the plan to reach your destination.
G'day, it's Gillian Bullock here, LinkedIn Ninja Down Under.
So how did you like that? That's pretty good, isn't it? You've got 10 seconds for this voice feature, so why not use it to brand yourself as well? Thank you, Joseph Acuni. This is brilliant.
Yeah, and it's definitely given people like the confidence to say their full name and in the workplace. And I've actually had people, and I've seen comments on LinkedIn where someone said, hey, now I can use my full name and not, you know, be ashamed of it or to conform to what the cultural norms say I should conform to in terms of what my name should be, how my name should be pronounced, right? Shortening it, making it more American as opposed to, you know, where your name came from, right? The culture in which it came from. So it's been definitely an interesting journey, and just kind of seeing the response has been great.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it really brings people together as well, because you're absolutely right. Embrace the culture that you're from, and your name is your name. And if it's it's not your problem, it's the other person. So
exactly.
You don't have to say it. And I have some friends who are Thai, and they have some very, very long names, and they're quite difficult to say. And, you know, being able to hear them, I think, is fantastic, because it makes it so much easier. And it gives people confidence too. And I think anything, especially on LinkedIn, that facilitates that networking process is great. Are you allowed to talk about what else you're working on at the moment, Joseph?
Not in particular specifics, I'm on the profile team, and we are just working to create features that enable members to engage more and to express who they are as people. Also to just engage more with the community and to be more, kind of use their profile to express themselves and to enable others to want to interact with them more. So that's what we're doing in general. I don't have specifics to give out at this moment, but once we do start ramping and rolling out features, I can definitely ping you and give you a heads up of what to expect.
I get so excited about all the new features. For example, at the moment for job seekers, the resume builder feature is very clever. The interview prep feature with the video is fantastic for job seekers as well. And, you know, there are so many new features being rolled out all the time. And I bet over the next 6 to 12 months, there are going to be a lot of Joseph Acuni features coming out. which will be great.
We've been working hard, so you'll see a few.
Yeah, you know, there's something else that you have as well, which sounds really interesting, that I want you to tell me about. And it's called the P0PM.com project. Now, what is the P0PM?
Yeah, so it's a platform or a blog I created to give novice and aspiring product managers insight in how to succeed and give them tips and tools on how to succeed as they start their product management careers. One thing I've noticed throughout my product management journey is that there are tons of resources with respect to how to interview for a product management position, but there are very few on once you get that interview, that once you get that role, what can you do to succeed? What are resources you should have, templates you should have, knowledge about who you're working with, how you work with them. Because as a product manager, you have to work with so many different people. And I know even in my job at LinkedIn, I've asked tons of questions to understand, okay, who does what? Where does my role start? Where does my role end? How do I interact with this person? How do I interact with this other person? Whether they're UX researcher, designer, engineering, marketing, legal. Once I started working, I just started taking notes on everything I've learned. So anything I either picked up just hearing conversation or doing something or something somebody specifically told me, I would just write it down. Six, 7 months into my job, I realized I had about 6 or 7 pages of notes. And then I realized, okay, well, how can I use this to help others, but also help build my brand to let others know that, hey, I started the role, I'm new to the role, but I know what I'm doing and I know how to perform this this role well. So it was an opportunity for me to, take all the knowledge I've learned and give back and help others, because I've gotten so many requests, even prior to the launch of the name pronunciation feature, just people asking and pinging me on LinkedIn, hey, I would like to learn more about what it's like. So I figured, why not just create the site to give those who want to be PMs, and even some of the stuff I've written is stuff some experienced PMs could use as well, but just mainly to give novice and aspiring product managers insight into what the role is like so that they can succeed and hit the ground running once they do start.
That's such great generosity of spirit. That's beautiful, Joseph. I really like that. And also, if someone becomes a PM, the onboarding process can be quite daunting, for a new employee as well. And so, I'm sure that there's so much to get up to speed on in addition to assimilating into a particular corporate culture. So having your templates and tools to assist in the p0pm.com blog would be helpful. So now you've got pages and pages of blogs that and so does it take people through a journey of assimilating into a project management role?
Yeah, so I just try to, there are different areas of the product management. There's sort of central areas that I try to focus on, design, engineering, research, just the project management. And within those areas, I just write, I have a list of maybe 40 or 50 different topics I have in the pipeline that I plan on writing about eventually, just around these areas. So just deep diving into different aspects of design, like how to work with your designer, how to work with your user, UX researcher, how technical do you have to be as an engineer? So it's to be successful. So it's a lot of, it just varies. I try to cover different aspects of what it's like to be a PM, so that once you become one, you know what to expect and how to set yourself up for success. So it's just a hodgepodge of information of different areas of management.
You know what this could end up being, Joseph? It could end up being an online program of how to onboard as a project manager. That would be really helpful,
wouldn't
it? Maybe we'll see it on LinkedIn Learning, because there are so many programs there too. I'm sure that you can contribute to that. So what next for Joseph? Where do you hope to see your career progressing to?
I try to take things one day at a time, honestly. We'll see how things go in terms of the high tech reach. I'm sure that as I continue to just learn every day and learn from my peers, my manager, the other folks I work with, success, will come, whether that's, launching my own company, being the CEO of a company or VP. We'll see how that goes. I try to take things a day at a time and just each day get better as a product manager. And then I know that this whatever role that's in store for me 10 years from now, it'll be there as long as I continue to improve myself every day.
Yeah, actually, it'd be interesting to know what your true career anchor is, because at the moment, obviously, technical functional capability is what is a very strong focus, because that's what you do now. But then moving forward, if you've got a true general managerial anchor, and that's a pull, or else a managerial anchor that's a pull, I'd love to see how your career progresses over the years as well. But for now, you're working with this amazing, amazing company with over 675 million members now.
Yeah, it's a lot of members. Yeah,
it's amazing how quickly it's grown, and especially for that amazing voice pronunciation feature that. You're the brainchild, basically, of that feature. Uh-huh. I think it's helped people so much, and I've been having so much fun with it. So it's amazing. And for anyone who hasn't used it yet, you need to go to your profile on your device and go to edit profile, and then you'll see that you'll be able to record your voice. So have a bit of fun with that as well. So what would you say, Joseph, would be your top three tips that you would like to share with aspiring product managers?
Three tips. I would say, one, be confident. Know that, you know, you're hired for the job for a reason, and that you can and will do the job well. Try not to question yourself. So a lot of the times, as you're learning in the product management world, can be so ambiguous at times. And maybe you may be questioning yourself and knowing whether or not you're actually doing a good job. So just try to have the confidence in knowing that, you know, you were hired for that role for a reason, and that they trust that you will perform well. And that confidence is what you instill, that confidence in yourself and in your team. They know that they can trust you with, you know, whatever project they throw at you, whatever project that you're given or that you come up with. Two, I'd say ask questions. A lot of people are afraid to ask questions, and I say don't be. You know, it shows that you're curious. It shows that, you know, you're interested in digging deeper into your role, into understanding how you work with your coworkers, understanding the environment you're working in, understanding your member base or your target market. One thing I actually hate when people do this is when they preface a question with, you know, I know this is a dumb question, and they state their question. And it like irks me, because I'm thinking, just because you don't know something and you're seeking knowledge, you're asking someone for an answer, it doesn't mean that your question is stupid. It's actually the right thing to do, as opposed to assuming that you know the answer. You should just ask someone what the answer is, and you could, especially this common knowledge, and you just don't know because you're not privy to that knowledge because you're new to the area, or you're new to the role in the industry. Just ask the question. It just means that, you know, you're seeking the right answer, and your team will trust that and realize that, hey, this person realizes that he or she doesn't know everything, and they're asking questions to learn more. And the last thing I say is build your brand. And that's not just internally, but externally as well. So building your brand internally just helps, you know, others know and trust that you can perform your job well. And building it externally, you know, it just helps others outside of your company know that you can do your job well. And if you can find a way to build it externally, you know, by utilizing what you've learned at work, or just whether it's through a blog, you know, podcast, or just interview help, consulting, whatever you can do to help others and let others know, it just builds and creates so many more opportunities that would be available to you that you would not have had prior, like, you know, being on a podcast with our Australian career coach. So just building your brand internally and externally to create those new opportunities that help project your career or help to accelerate your career even more than you would have prior to, you know, that brand building. So those would be the three things.
Build your confidence, believe in yourself, ask questions, because there are no stupid questions, they're all good questions, and build your brand. I 100% agree with you. Branding is so important, isn't it, in person and online? And I think that you're doing it really, really well right now, Joseph, because you're kind of walking the walk and talking the talk. You're not just building your brand, you're creating products that people love, and it's actually enhancing their lives too. So that must be tremendously rewarding for you to know that you created something that's making a difference.
Yeah, it's definitely rewarding.
And it's bringing people together for a greater understanding, because now there's no barrier to, ooh, what if I say it wrong? What if I embarrass myself? And so you're removing a barrier to connection.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also, any product manager knows that you're only as good as your team that you work with. So it definitely wasn't just me. I had a bunch of great engineers and designers working on this, and researchers, marketing to help, build the feature and help to make it the success that it was. So definitely can't take on.
What's the culture like within the team? It must be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's everyone's friendly. You know, we all joke. We're all hardworking, and we want to get our work done. But we realize there's more to life than just work, and that's what's made my experience. It's made it a great one, and that seems just to be pervasive throughout the LinkedIn culture. Mm-hmm. So that's just something that's made my experience so far pretty good.
Oh, fantastic. Sounds like a great place to work. And with the qualifications and experience that you've got behind you, congratulations on everything you've achieved so far.
And thank you.
In my show notes on janejacksoncoach.com, I will have the links to Joseph's LinkedIn profile. So connect with Joseph, because he's such a nice man. And also to the p0pm.com project as well, because I think anyone who's an aspiring product manager, I think you'd be, a true inspiration to them as well. So well done, Joseph, and thank you so much. It's been a real honor having you on the show, and thank you for your time, especially because I know it must be 1:30 a.m. now.
No worries. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, well, I'm a lucky career coach to have you on the show, and thank you so much, Joseph, and we'll have to have you come on again when you create your next amazing product.
For sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye now.
What a fantastic interview with Joseph Acconi, product manager at LinkedIn. Now, my next episode is going to be my 200th podcast episode of Your Career Podcast, and that's going to be a fantastic compilation of the best of my podcast episodes to date. So watch out for that coming out soon. And if you enjoy Your Career Podcast, please hop over to iTunes and leave a review, because that's how we get to reach more people. And if you need help in your career, go to www.thecareersacademy.online, where you'll be able to find lots of online programs as well as one-on-one coaching with me. See you soon. If you enjoyed this episode of Your Career Podcast, I invite you to check out my career success program at thecareersacademy.online. The Career Success Program is the original program that uniquely provides 24/7 on-demand career support and fortnightly live career coaching sessions to keep you on track to reach your career goals. It is the essential resource for anyone who wants to manage their career effectively, make a career change, and land the job they'll love. Whether you're in exploration mode or seeking a new career direction and need help to make it a reality, the Career Success Program is for you. Not only do you get access to my step-by-step roadmap to navigate your career crossroads, my extensive training library and exclusive members-only discounts and tools, you'll also become part of my supportive community of professionals who will help you with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All this and more makes the Career Success Program the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow their career. Check it out and join me at thecareersacademy.online.